Hi, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle, and I'm at a bit of a wet and windy Java bar in Upper Milton.
Quite warm though.
Yeah, it's still warm. And I'm delighted to have been joined again by Mike Sweeney from the radio and from the Salford Jets and everything. And we're here to talk about two very, very special gigs that are coming up this weekend, it'll be, actually, in Salford. It's the Dukes Reunion. And Mike's got the Salford Jets back together again for the 40th anniversary. Tell the listeners what's going on, Mike.
40 years ago, the band got together and we came together. And I'm sorry about dropping a name, but I was talking to Bruce Foxton from the Jam today.
Really?
And I said, you know, that whole new wave and punk thing. It wasn't just punk. It was punk and like and new wave. So bands. Like, for instance, you're looking at, you know, Eddie and the Hot Rods and bands like that that came through from the pub rock scene and were part of that whole revolution that weren't really punk bands.
Yeah.
And the Stranglers are another band that come to mind like that.
Right.
They opened the door. It was my 30th birthday coming up in the September of 77.
Right.
And I was going to give it up. I thought, you can't be in a band and be 30. And we were doing the club circuit, the cabaret club circuit.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Or had been in 76, doing stuff I didn't like anymore. I used to, but the same acts I've been doing for years. To people who by this time had probably seen it a million times. And it was just the very beginning of the clubs and social clubs slowly winding down over a period of maybe 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And I was going to give up. And my mate had a band, I used to get up with him now and then. And sing odd little 60s, obscure 60s tracks. And we realised that, A, they used to go down quite well.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if there was any really young people in the audience. And then when I heard the Pistols at the end of 76, New Rose by the Damned I heard,
really.
Vibrators and We Vibrate.
Yeah, yeah.
And these songs were coming over, and the Eddie and the Hot Rod single, Do Anything You Want to Do.
Yeah.
And In the City by the Jam. And by this time I realised that all this stuff reminded me, in its simplicity, of the 60s. Not the same, but it reminded me of it.
Yeah.
And me and Dickon, who co-founded the band with me, we thought, listen, we'll give it one last try. And here's the weird thing.
Yeah.
One last try at gigging, not at being famous
or
successful. Because I'd been singularly unsuccessful. Alright.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Made a living sometimes, but never been, in inverted commas, successful. Never been on television, never been on the radio, never had a record deal.
Right.
And we started doing the Duke of Welly in Swinton in 77. And the first...
Hence the name, Duke
Reunion. Yeah, hence the Duke Reunion. It's a church now, otherwise we'd have done it back at the Welly.
Right.
So we started doing it, and what happened was I'd written a couple of songs. We had a lot of very obscure cover versions to do. And we started doing a Monday night there. I'm simplifying things a lot here, but we were. So the first night we did it for, as it were, a function. So that it was full, there's a couple of hundred people in.
I see.
And we gave everybody in the pub a ticket to admit four for free.
Right.
So we gave effectively 800 places away.
Don't tell me they all turned up.
No, so the next week about... And we went down and about 50 people turned up.
Right, okay.
And we gave each of those two tickets each.
I see.
So there was each person got eight free tickets to get in. And the next week there was about 70 or 80. Mm. We gave them free tickets. Week after that, there was about 100 people in. And about 10 of them had paid. So then we gave everybody one free ticket.
I see.
Week after that, 150, and then it just snowballed.
Yeah, yeah.
And as we were doing that as well, I was starting to write more songs, and we realised that the stuff that was our own stuff was going down as good, if not better, than cover versions. And when we got right through to the beginning of the end of 77, I got my first record deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember Dave D from Dave D Dozy, Vicky McIntosh, was the A&R man, head of A&R for Warner Brothers, came to sign us. We were doing a club in Salford, a real rough house, real bloodbath of a place.
What was it called?
It's called The Condren.
Right,
it was great with had loads of bouncers and people fighting in the aisles. It was great though, loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he loved us, and he said to me, hey Sweet, how old are you?
Yeah.
I said, just turned 30, Dave. He went, nah, you're not, mate, and I'm going to paraphrase here, you're flipping 22. in a London accent, you flipping world 22, right? And I was 22 then for about 5 years. And really, the rest is history, in as much as Phil Sayer from Piccadilly Radio picked up on our first single, which came out at the beginning of 1978, called Looking at the Squares, and was one line, walking on the town town, looking at the squares, walking on the town town, looking at the squares. That's all it was, very punky. You couldn't believe, A, there was a band called The Salford Anything, B, when he played it, couldn't believe that it had one line in it.
Yeah.
And he played it on his show and said, I love this. And at the end of the show, I said, I'm going to play this again. And that night we were at the Duke and they were queuing round the block.
Really, really, yeah.
And that was the beginning of everything then.
Because you went on to have a degree of success.
Yeah, three of the singles we had, Gina I've Got a Cortina.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, got in the Piccadilly Radio top five, which was incredible. We were up there with
Well, Piccadilly was massive in those days,
but
wasn't it?
Massive. We were up there with the Boomtown Rats and in this chart, selling us the north of England, got up to about 90 in the top 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Who You Looking At got in the top 75, and She's Gonna Break Your Heart got to 80.
Right.
And we must have done 5 or 6 national TV programmes.
Right.
We got played on Radio 1 a lot, and we did sessions for Kid Jensen, for Peter Powell, for Mike Reed.
Yeah. So how long did you sort of...
I would say our peak was probably 78 to 80 in terms of we were just blowing it away, and we were so
just
lucky.
Just before my time, but obviously I remember...
Absolutely hammering it. And then... We did really well, but by the time we got to towards the end of 81, I realised I didn't have any great songs left.
Mm.
I was writing songs and they were all right, but there wasn't another Gene or another Who You Looking At.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I tried to write something like them, it was dead contrived, because they'd come from the heart.
Mm.
And by this time, I was on Piccadilly Radio, and Piccadilly Radio at the time had 1 million listeners. And I had the most successful programme on the station.
Yeah.
And I was doing personal appearances, and between 2,000 people were turning up.
So it kind of got stuck to
And
one
I said,
side,
look,
I guess,
well, I said, look, we're still packing them in.
Yeah,
we're still at our peak live.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to get to a gig and find, instead of it being sold out, it was nearly full.
Right,
and then
right.
The next time we did it, it was 3/4 full.
Yeah, yeah.
And the next time we did it, it was half full.
Yeah,
and I said, look, I'm going to finish now. And what we did was we finished at the Duke.
Mm. Right.
But we didn't do a proper farewell gig. Right. So in 1983, a guy called John Barrett, a real up-and-coming talented, he was a manager and a promoter, put us on at Manchester Uni.
Right.
2,000 people, and we sold it out, and we said goodbye properly there.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. So, obviously, it begs the question: why now?
Well, we first got back together in '97,
right?
On our 10th anniversary, on our 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
And I think we'd done a private sort of a gig in '87. But 97, what we did, we got back together, and then we did odd gigs, one or two a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much since then.
Right,
we've done maybe a gig a year.
Yeah.
And then we probably haven't gigged at all for maybe a couple of years.
Right. But it's nice that you've all been in touch and in touch and all, you know.
And we felt we had to, and of the original band, the guitar player lives in America. The day the drummer passed away, this year, sadly, and quite relatively young, but there's me and Dickon from the original band, and we've got original keyboard player come back, a guy called Jeff Kerry, has come back. So it's me and Dickon Hubbard, Jeff Kerry, Johnny Sachs, who played sax with us towards the end of the band's life. So all those people are back, but also on the bill are Fast Cars, who are a great little punk band, The Trend, and Mad Jack's Travelling Circus, who all did the Duke of Welly back in that era.
Right. So you-